listening to a TJSideways.com podcast brought to you by All Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, Must See Racing, Oshweken Speedway, Open Wheel Extravaganza at Sandusky Speedway, and Slade Shock Technology.
Also brought to you tonight by the Dirt Classic. Make sure to check that out at Lincoln Speedway. Well, we're here in the hotel following the Kings Royal, the 31st annual event at Eldora Speedway, where Kerry Madsen picked up the feature victory. Madsen started 7th and took the lead on lap 13 and held on during a last lap restart, which had a fuel stop actually during that part of the program, and held off David Gravel and Donnie Schatz for the victory. It was his first Kings Royal victory and the first Australian-born driver to win the Kings Royal. And afterwards, Madsen extremely emotional as his U.S. career really started in the Ohio area. And when he even first visited the United States, the Kings Royal in 1987 was the race that made him fall in love with American racing. Here's Madsen's comments during the post-race press conference. You'll hear myself and also Jeremy Elliott from the Patriot News and Mike Mallett from Dirt Track Digest questioning Madsen after what was likely the biggest win of his career. Here's what Madsen had to say following the race.
Question, on that restart, what were you thinking? What opened up for you?
I got the position on the high line, which I wanted, because it really gives me the nice run. And I just thought I could get a good run, and I could probably get to about third. And then Donnie and David kind of were battling each other and left the high line completely open. So I pushed as hard as I could, try to run that corner wide open, and just got a hell of a run coming off of two. And now from there on, I had momentum and speed, and just was able to get past David and put a pretty clean slide job on him. And definitely was not planned like that, but I definitely was going for an aggressive run in one and two to gain position. So, and sometimes it works out like that, you know. Sometimes it doesn't. So, I don't know. But that was the plan.
Winning your first Kings Royal. I mean, this in 2010, you were so close. I mean, was there a sense of a pressure? It was going to happen. No,
you know what? I took all the, I kind of was a favorite. So I just took all the pressure off myself. I said, I don't think it's going to be this year. But we've got a strong team. Our sponsors are here. Our owners are here. And we'll just go out and have a good run. And if we finish a top five, then we'll be very proud with that, because these races are just so hard to win. And there's restarts and there's just lots of things. And the competition right now is incredible. So I just took the pressure off myself and told myself it's not our year. We probably won't win it. Just do what you can and enjoy it, and just try to drive a smart race. Before the race, all the guys were all talking and joking, and I stood off to the side because I wanted to focus. And I was really just telling myself, try to have more patience than the Dalai Lama in the first half of this race. And, I just didn't want to get involved in sliding across the track or slide job wars, and just wanted to try to position myself and try to run a smart race. And good strategy, it worked.
Well, you're on the bonus plan now. You won the Kings Royal, so how's it feel?
I'm not going to lie, it was bit teary for a couple of laps right there after the checkered, and by the time I got off the scale, smart myself up so I didn't look like a crybaby. But I just don't think the first year I come here was in I believe in 87. I come here as just to watch, and I just got so hooked. This is the track that got me so hooked to sprint car racing, and it was just my dream one day to win the Kings Royal. And then, and that was at that time, you know, just from Western Sydney. I didn't think, you know, you got a dream, you got to believe in big. But you know, guys like Steve Kinzer are still racing, Sammy Swindell, and they're just the teams, and they're just the level was just unbelievable. It was like nothing I'd ever seen. So to assemble this team we have now, and I think it's one of the best teams in sprint car racing. We've got great ownership and great team, and it feels like we've really accomplished something. It feels like, you know, it's something to be proud of.
What did Tyler tell you on the fuel stop? Did he tell you anything?
Well, you know, obviously, when you've got Donnie Schatz on you and the cushion's not quite what it was, you've got an issue. So, you know, because he can run the middle of the racetrack or the bottom, he's the best. So I thought, well, you know, here we go. Donnie, you know, got to be try to be smart here. And Tyler just said, oh, you're good, mate. You're all good. Just keep doing your thing. So I was like, oh, okay. All right. And then on the restart, when that thing went into the middle of one and two and just stuck and drove through like I was on asphalt, I'm like, ho, 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 yes. And I actually just backpedaled. I drove the last two laps half throttle and kept the tyres under it and just kept the, didn't try to keep the sideboard straight. And when the checker came out, I'm like, is this really happening? And I went into one and that was that. So,
how does this compare to winning like the Australian title and some of the big races?
Well, I tell you, I've won the classic three times, and I mean, they're all, these races are just are so special. They're all on their own special level. And thanks. I mean, this is to be so lucky to have won a classic and Australian title, and now a King's Royal. It's an honour. It's just, you know, like, all you want to do in sprint car racing is be a part of it and be good and do your people proud and be recognised, and we're on our way. Yeah.
This sets you, not to be a killjoy, but this sets you up for the month of money now. I mean, this, how much confidence does this give you going into a place?
You know, we've had lots of confidence. The car, guys have been giving me such good race cars. I think we've done some ridiculous amount of podiums in a row, which has been fantastic. Seven. And, you know, that's good cars. That's not, you know, it's me driving stupendously every night. That's just good race cars. And, you know, it's funny, the better race cars you get, the more conservatively you can drive. All of a sudden, you're bringing it home every night, and you just got confidence that you don't need to panic. Just hold your breath, you know, it'll be okay. And the situations will dictate themselves. And I just had a feeling that I wasn't upset that we weren't winning. Even though we were running seconds and thirds, I just knew our win was around the corner, and lo and behold, it was the King's Royal, so who would have thought?
You brought on American Racing Wheels this year. How much pressure is that to get off your team, having a major sponsor like that?
You know, actually, you think it would have been the opposite. You think bringing a corporate sponsor would be a lot of pressure because, you know, there's obviously there's just a lot of stuff you got to do to keep sponsors happy. It's part of the business. But ironically, Dan Ricehouse with American Racing Wheels has absolutely taken some of the burden off our team, and it's just been a fantastic, magical partner in this relationship this year. And I think he's been a big part of our success this year. Just, you know, people coming together, and that's been our team. There's no one person in this team this year. Everyone is just doing their job, and when you get in that situation where everyone can do their job, it's so much funnier how better you can do your job, because you start focusing on more little things that you need to, instead of trying to micromanage or little stupid little details that used to concern you in the past.
Did they re-up for next year? I heard something like they re-upped, or if you guys have talked about it. Or
it's sprint car racing, man. Nothing's done till we all signed on the dotted line. So we're just concentrating on 2014. And this year, and just keeping this magnificent run we have going.
You head to Pennsylvania now. It's been a tough place for you in the past. Momentum.
Look. Pennsylvania is extremely difficult. A lot of cars. track changes a lot of speed in qualifying, so you don't know where you're going to wind up. I think, you know, last time we were there, we were qualified third, ran 8th from 9th, and the first night we were going to run okay and got involved in a wreck. So you've got to be realistic. If you could go to PA, Williams Grove both nights and bang out a couple of top 10s, mission accomplished.
You knocked out the first Australian to win the King's Royal. You going to get the next big one?
You know, I've never ever looked at it. I was the first Aussie to do anything. To me, sprint car racing, you see how well the Australian guys are doing over here now. Like, the sprint cars in Australia have come so far. I think Americans are going to get a little upset at how good some of these Australians are going to start doing over here. And so, to me, it's not really different countries. It's just one big community to me. It doesn't feel any different when we go to a track to Australia, Pennsylvania, California. Just feels like a big part of the circuit. So, and it's amazing how well everyone gets along. So I definitely don't view it that way at all. But yeah, it's absolutely an honor though.
Following up on that, you said there's a lot of good Australians.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamie Veal's a guy who's getting a lot of play right now. Is this a case of when the American drivers went over there, you guys said you got to step up your game?
Well, you know, when Americans went down there from tens of years ago and just, you know, just annihilated the fields. And ironically, the last 10 years, Australians have really got really professional. The series is great. The teams are just as professional as any of the outlaw teams. So they've come a long way. And any time you get a professional team with professional crew chief and a driver, good driver, they're going to be tough. They're going to be extremely tough, and they've come so far. But, you know, unfortunately, not a lot of them are like me. They're really chase the American dream. Australia's come really prestigious, so a lot of them, that's their main goal. But if they for sure choose to do World of Outlaw or any of that, they're going to be successful. I mean, there's just so much talent coming up.
Now you gathered it back up again. This is kind of like where you first started racing when you came over to America's here in Ohio and stuff. And you first came over, could you ever imagine that you'd be sitting in that throne, you know, with that car?
No, you couldn't even, you know, that was always the goal, absolutely. You know, and you know, early on you always thought you had some obscure chance that you could do it. And then, you know, Steve Kinzer or Jack would lap you in about five laps and you're like, oh, jeez. But you never give up. I mean, you just keep working. And that's to what I've done over the last 20 years. And I worked and always just believed that we could do it. And, you know, sprint car racing, people look at me now and our team and just think, oh, my God, money, and think this and that. And I've come up pretty hard. You know, I had to do a lot of things on my own. And I never complained. I loved it. I loved the opportunity. And it's taught me a lot about life. I never got anything handed to me. And I'm definitely not complaining about that. I think it was an asset that I had to do it that way, and it may have taken me longer to get a result like the King's Royal, but definitely more appreciative of it. Definitely, I don't know. I mean, I'm just gibbering, but just short story long. No, you know, like I never. It was just always a dream to be part of one of these big teams like this and accomplish something like this for sure. Yeah.
And that was Kerry Madsen's thoughts immediately after the King's Royal. What an emotional victory. There were several times during the interview fighting back tears, and just you could see what that meant to him and what that race, you know, that victory, you know, just the meaning of it for him was incredible to watch. And I wanted to share that audio with you tonight, stay up late, because I thought it was such a neat, poignant piece that you guys needed to hear it right away. And another great King's Royal. I want to thank all the World of Outlaw officials, Roger Slack and Larry Bowes, and the entire staff at Eldora Speedway. It was a great deal, and we're going to have continuing coverage on Monday night's edition of TJ Slideways Live, interviews with several of the drivers that you'll hear as part of that program, and we're working on a few other things as well. So that's going to wrap up this post-race podcast edition for TJSlideways.com. Make sure to check out the show Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Thank you and good night.